During our lunch break, Oshima hands me a single of Kafka on the Shore in a square little sleeve. Turns out my mum did have one. 5 copies, if you can believe it. She really takes good care of things. A bit of a hoarder, but I guess we shouldn't complain. Thanks, I say. I go back to my room and take the record out of the sleeve. The record looks as if it's never been played. In the record sleeve photo, Miss Sayaki, she was 19 according to Oshima, is sitting at a piano in a recording studio. Looking straight at the camera, she's resting her chin in her hands on the music stand, her head tilted slightly to one side, a shy, unaffected smile on her face. Closed lips spread pleasantly wide, with charming lines at the corners. It doesn't look as if she's wearing any makeup. Her hair's held back by a plastic clip so it won't fall into her face, and part of her right ear's visible through the strands. Her light blue dress is short and loose-fitting, and she has a silver bracelet on her left wrist, her only accessory. A pair of slender sandals lie next to her piano stool, and her bare feet are lovely. She looks like a symbol of something. A certain time, a certain place, a certain state of mind. She's like a spirit that sprung up from a happy chance encounter. An eternal, naive innocence, never to be marred, floats around her like spores in spring. Time had come to a standstill in this photograph. It is 1969, a scene from long before I was even born. I knew from the first that the young girl who visited my room last night was Miss Sayaki. I never doubted it for a second, but just had to make sure. Compared to when she was 15, Miss Sayaki at 19 looks more grown up, more mature. If I had to compare the two, I'd say the outline of her face looks sharper, more defined in the photo. A certain anxiousness is missing from the older of the two. But otherwise, this 19-year-old and the 15-year-old I saw are nearly identical. The smile in the photo's the same one I saw last night. How she held her chin in her hands and tilted her head, also the same. And in Miss Sayaki now, the real-time Miss Sayaki, I can see the same expressions and gestures. I'm delighted that those features and her sense of the otherworldly haven't changed a bit. Even her build is almost the same. Still, there's something in this photo of the 19-year-old that the middle-aged woman I know has lost forever. You might call it an outpouring of energy. Nothing showy. It's colourless, transparent, like fresh water secretly seeping out between rocks. A kind of natural, unspoiled appeal that shoots straight to your heart. That brilliant energy seeps out of her entire being as she sits there at the piano. Just looking at that happy smile, you can trace the beautiful path that a contented heart must follow. Like a firefly's glow that persists long after it's disappeared into the darkness. I sit on my bed for a long time, record sleeve in hand, not thinking about anything, just letting time pass by. I open my eyes, go to the window, and take a deep breath of fresh air, catching a whiff of the sea on the breeze that's come up through a pine forest. What I saw here in this room the night before was definitely Miss Sayaki at 15. The real Miss Sayaki, of course, is still alive. A 50-something woman, living a real life in the real world. Even now, she's in her room upstairs at her desk, working away. To see her, all I need to do is go out of this room and up the stairs and there she'll be. I can meet her, talk to her. But none of that changes the fact that what I saw here was her ghost. Oshima told me people can't be in two places at once. But I think it's possible. In fact, I'm sure of it. While they're still alive, people can become ghosts. And there's another important fact. I'm drawn to that ghost, attracted to her. Not to the Miss Saiki who's here right now, but to the 15-year-old who isn't. Very attracted. A feeling so strong I can't explain it. And no matter what anybody says, this is real. Maybe she doesn't really exist, but just thinking about her makes my heart, my flesh and blood, my real heart, thump like mad. These feelings are as real as the blood all over my chest that awful night.